be seated. When everyone was singing this hymn,
不像是耶稣基督的精兵,
we don't sound like Christian soldiers.
好像刚打败仗回来的军队一样,
we sounded like the soldiers that just came back from war.
因为我自己声音也不好啊，所以不好意思要求大家再唱一次。
And if everyone's voice wasn't so cracked up, I probably would ask you guys to sing it again.
我们年轻人啊，刚起床要有精神。
For us youth, when we wake in the morning, we must have a good spirit.
大家才20几岁而已。
We're only 20-something years old.
所以要有精神。So
we have to have a better spirit when we wake up.
大家还年轻。
So we're all very young today.
我上个月请假一个月的病假。
And last month, I took a one-month vacation.
没那么好, vacation.
A month, 6 days.
Vacation, 感谢主。
If it was a vacation, I had to thank God.
在这个月当中啊, 是一个很漫长的一个月。
And in this 1 month, it was a very long month.
那这个月当中啊, 让我最感触最伤心的就是我自己心里想说我为什么不能够回到工作岗位啊为主服事。
And my saddest thoughts in this month was why can't I come back to serve the Lord?
因为那时候正在举开高中班的神训班。
Because at the time it was the RHTS.
那我跟我的家人一直讲说我要去参加神训班，然后再回来处理我的问题。
And I told my family I would go there first, and then I would come back to solve my problems.
那医生说你一定不能过去。
And my doctor told me that you cannot go.
他说你回去回来，你的这个 tumor 癌症啊可能会扩散。
The doctor told me if you go and come back, your tumor might the cancer will spread.
所以我说请假一个月。
So I took a month of 6 days off.
那在这个月当中,
and within this month,
很多弟兄姐妹啊, 当然都为我祷告。
And a lot of brothers and sisters have been praying for me.
那因为我知道我们教会啊, 在这个月啊, 正是忙碌的时候。
And I know that in this month, there was a lot of church work in the church.
尤其啊, 我们美国教会啊, 传道者又很少。
And especially since the preachers in America, we are lacking.
所以我请假呢，我会影响大家的工作。
And if I took 6 days off, I would affect the work of the church.
所以心里啊也是觉得很不安呢。
So I was not at peace within my heart.
所以祷告当中啊，也是在求神啊，能够让我再回到工作岗位。
And in my prayers, I asked God for me to be able to return to work for Him.
那感谢神的恩典。
And thanks to the grace of God.
我终于回来了。
I am able to return.
所以这个是神极大的恩典。
So this is the grace of God.
所以我在问说，我为什么不能够？
So when I was asking why I couldn't come back.
那当时在旧时代有个年轻人呢，他也是这样子问过， Why can't I?
And in the Old Testament, there was also a person that asked, Why can't I?
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上17章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上17章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
26节。
Verse 26.
撒母耳记上17章26节。
1 Samuel 17, 26.
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这弗利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这位受割礼的弗利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。”27。百姓照先前的话回答他说：“有人将这弗利士人杀了，必如此如此的待他。”28节。28。那大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说：“ 你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，那几只羊，你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意。你下来特为要看征战。29节。
29。
大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来奇妙缘故吗？”30节。
30。
大卫就离开他，转向别人，照先前的话而问，百姓仍然先前的话回答他。31节。
31。
有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉了扫罗，扫罗便打发人叫他来。32。
32。
大卫对扫罗说：“人多不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。”33节。
33。
扫罗对大卫说：“你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻了。那个哥利亚的战士呢，是从小就做战士。”34节。
34。
那大卫对扫罗说：“你仆人为父亲放羊，有些时候来了狮子，有时候来了熊，从群中咬了一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救回来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。”36节。
36。
你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这位受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。37节。
37。
大卫又说：“神救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这位非利士人的手。”扫罗对大卫说：“那这样的话，你可以去吧，神必与你同在。”这是记载当时非利士人跟以色列人在打仗。
This records the battle between the Israelites and the Philistines.
这个故事啊，我们都很熟悉。
And this is a story we're all very familiar with.
当时出现一个巨人啊，叫做哥利亚。
There was a champion by the name of Goliath.
他向以色列人骂阵。
And he was scolding the Israelites.
当时以色列人人民当中啊，没有一个人敢出来与他征战。
And there was none from the Israelite army that was able to come out to battle against him.
主要这位年轻人叫做大卫。
And there was one young man by the name of David.
那大卫呢？他有几个比较不值得人注意的地方。
David had
他不值得人去注意他了。
And there was a few people that were minding his presence there.
因为第一个哈，他是耶西的儿子。
First, he was the son of Jesse.
包括耶西他本身家境啊也是很清寒的。
And in his home, he was very close to him.
很清寒人的儿子啊，大家当然不会去注意他。
And because this was one that was close to Jesse, not a lot of people would mind him.
因为他贫穷啊，他只有几只羊而已啊。
Because he only had to take care of a few sheep.
那个富有的人家是有几百只的羊。
Other people with more wealthier homes, they have to take care of thousands of sheep.
甚至呢是几千只的羊。
Even some people have thousands.
要请很多的雇工在帮忙看顾羊群。
They had to hire a lot of shepherds to watch over their sheep.
但是耶西的家庭贫穷，只有几只羊而已。
But the house of Jesse, they were not as well off, so they only had a few.
主要只是自己看顾啊，就大卫在看顾这几只羊。
So only David was responsible for shepherding over these sheep.
他们也没有请人啊，所以大卫跑来看他哥哥们的时候，他哥哥们就说：“那你请谁照顾呢？”
So when David came to meet his older brothers, the older brothers asked him, who did you have to watch over the sheep?
所以可见他们没有请人。
So David did not ask anyone to take it.
从这个故事当中，我们就知道大卫是出自贫寒的家庭。
And from this passage, we know David came from not a so well off family.
第二个，大卫他很年轻。
And second, David was also very young.
比你们还年轻啊。
Probably younger than most of us here.
所以大家也不会去注意到他。
So that's why no one would mind him.
所以这几个从圣经里头我们了解的，大来描写大卫啊，当然他不值得人去注意他。
And so from what the passage described David here, he was not worthy of people minding him.
但是现在战场上有需要。
But now there was a need on the battlefield.
因为他们这一场的战争呢，可以决定国家的命运。
Because this battle can decide the fate of the nation.
他们打输了， 这个整个民族以色列人要变成非利士人的奴仆。
Because if the Israelites, if they have lost, they would have to become servants of the Philistines.
我打赢了，他们就可以自由啊。
And if they win against the Philistines, they can be free.
所以这场的战争啊，对每一个人来讲都是非常重要的。
So this battle for everyone is a very important battle.
那么重要的战争呢，竟然没有一个人愿意出来跟哥利亚征战。
And in such an important battle, one person must come out to battle against Goliath.
不是没有人愿意啊，因为大家都害怕。
No one was willing because everyone was afraid.
那后来扫罗就说：“好，那既然你有这种特别的体验啊，你也曾经跟狮子、跟熊啊打过。
”And since David had past experiences with the bear and lion.
那扫罗本来是说。你不可以去的。
Because originally Saul said you are not able to go.
那大卫再问说：“我为什么不能？”
And David asked him, "Why can't I?"
那后来扫罗就说：“好，你可以，那神就与你同在吧。”
And later on, Saul allowed him to go, and God was abiding with him.
所以一样的哈，我们今天也是在有一场征战。
So at the same, and by the same token, we are all facing this battle.
我们一出生啊，就在面临啊这一场的征战。
Since our birth, this battle was always awaiting us.
那大卫的情形跟我们的情形是很相似的。
And the nature of David and this with our nature is very similar.
大卫的曾祖母啊，还是一个啊，后来才信主的人呢。
And David's parents were also someone that believed. Grandmother.
Grandmother.
Oh, David's grandmother was also.But believed in God later on in her life.
要念两个 grand 啊，因为是曾祖母。
Oh, it's grand.
祖母的妈妈叫做曾祖母。
Great grandmother.
所以，我们看一看呢、哦，那个他的曾祖母啊，还是外邦人来信主的。
And her great grandmother was a Gentile that came to believe later on.
所以，他本身呢，哎，算是第四代的信徒。
So David is considered a fourth generation believer.
我们在座的也有很多人是第四代的信徒。
And among all of us, there's a lot of fourth generation TGC members here.
So 我们被神选中，我们一生出来就是为了这场的征战。
And because we are chosen by God, ever since our youth, we are waiting for this battle.
我们请看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
前书六章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
你要为真道打美好的仗，持定永生。你为时被招啊，为时被招啊，要在许多见证人的面前已经做了那美好的见证。
12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
那提摩太的年纪可能比我们更年轻。
Timothy was probably even younger than us.
那保罗告诉他说：“你要为真道打那美好的仗。”
Paul told him, "You have to fight the good fight of faith."
那你也是为此被召。
Because you were called.
可是他一信主以后，就是为着要为真道打美好的仗。
And ever since his birth, he had to fight the good fight of faith.
那今天也有很多人在打美好的仗。
And today, there's a lot of us here that is also fighting the good fight.
可是有些人是为了工作打美好的仗。
But some people they fight this good fight maybe because of their jobs.
为了要追求他理想的目标打美好的仗。
Maybe they want to pursue after a career, they fight this good fight.
为了要追求个人的成就，打美好的仗。
Perhaps they are pursuing after their own personal fame to fight this good fight.
为了享受，打美好的仗。
Perhaps they want to enjoy themselves, so they fight this good fight as well.
那我们今天坐在这里的每一位，不是为了这些打仗啊。
But all of us sitting here today, we are not fighting because of all these pursuits.
我们是为了真道，打美好的仗。
We are fighting this good fight because of faith.
我们也是为时被召啊。
Because we were also called.
咱们一信主以后，就是要为了真道打美好的仗。
So that's why, from our birth, since our birth, we have to fight this good fight of faith.
大家就是耶稣基督的军队。
Because we are all Christian soldiers.
所以神从以色列民啊，从出来，他们刚从出埃及一出来，就要被神称为这是我的军队。
So after the Israelites were called out of Egypt, God, this was the army of God.
那军队要做什么
？And for what does an army do?
是不是吃吃喝喝聊天
？Do we drink and eat and chat？
唱卡拉 OK？
Do we sing karaoke？
天天在看 email？
To read our emails every day？
不是啊，他们就是为着打仗而来的。
But no, they come here to fight。
我们也是一样，神的军队。
And like us, being God's army。
为真理打美好的仗。
To fight this good fight。
那这个真理打美好的仗是什么意思
？What does it mean to fight this good fight of faith？
我们请看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
提摩太后书第一章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在耶稣基督里的信心和爱心，常常说着。从十四节。从前所教导你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里边的圣灵牢牢地锁住。所以，为了真道打美好的仗是什么意思？
To fight the good fight of faith, what does this mean?
就是要固守真理的奥秘。
We have to hold fast the pattern of sound words.
在1917年的时候。
In 1917.
神啊，亲自把重要的真理啊，圣经重要的真理、得救的要道，再重新一次启示早期的工人。
God revealed the truth of salvation to the early workers.
然后早期的工人在训练工人，逐渐传播这些很重要的得救的道理。
And these early workers spread the truth, and they spread the truth.
因为啊，以前大卫的帐幕啊，大卫帐幕倒塌了，现在要重新把它建造起来。
Because when the temple that David, the temple in David's time when it was broken, he wanted to rebuild it.
我们今天在打什么仗？就是打这个帐幕，不要再让它倒了。
So, what is our fight today for this temple not to fall again?
找些工人啊，训练工人，然后一直把重要的真理一直传下来。
These early workers, they trained people and they continue to spread the truth.
那今天大家在这里也是有很多的传道在这里，把重要的真理来传达给大家。
And today, among us, there are many preachers to preach also the truth to us.
所以这些传道人最主要的目的就是固守真道的奥秘。
So the important thing for all the preachers today is to hold fast this pattern of sound words.
也就是说，信徒啊会有很多的疑难。
For example, some believers or some members may have a lot of doubts.
然后会问传道。
They would ask the preachers.
传道就按照圣经的道理来分解来讲解。
And the pastor has to answer them according to the Bible.
那传道当中有不一样意见要提到真理研究会来讨论。
And the differences of the differences in the preachers, they have to bring it to the TRC.
有个真理的共识。
There is a committee for searching the truth.
所以谁在为真道打美好的仗？那些最前线的人是谁？
The people who fight the fight of truth, who are the people in front?
就是传道者。
These are the preachers.
所以他们呢，就是在固守真理的奥秘。
So they are the ones that are keep holding fast this truth.
要确认这个道理的规模，真理的奥秘不会被改变。
So that the truth will not be altered.
时间一久了，不小心的话会被改变的。
Because if we are not careful, after a bit of time passes, the truth will be altered.
主耶稣在世的时候，把重要神国的道理啊，传给十二个使徒。
And Jesus preached the kingdom of heaven. And the truth of salvation to all his disciples.
十二个使徒出去建立教会，再传给其他的信徒。
And these 12 disciples, they went out and established churches and preached to everyone.
经过几十年以后，道理被改变的。
And after a few decades, all their teachings were changed.
我们读启示录以后就知道了。
And when we read Revelation, we will realize that.
很多教会道理呀，他们所传的已经跟早期所传的不一样了。
A lot of doctrines that were preached by the early churches were already differed from the apostles.
甚至于保罗还在世的时候，他就发现，哎，
And even at the time of Paul, when he was still alive, he found out that the gospel preached sometimes was different from what he preached.
我们真教会自1917年成立以来
And ever since our church was established in 1917,
到了2017年就是已经满100年了。
When we reach 2017, this will be a century.
所以我们也要很小心。
So we have to also be very careful.
上一代的人所教导给我们纯正话语的规模不能够被改变的。
The pure truth that was preached from the previous generation cannot be changed.
So, 一定要有人来固守真理的奥秘。
So there must be someone to hold fast and to keep this truth.
那大家愿不愿意来加入这个固守真理奥秘的行列？
So, are any one of us willing to join this battle of keeping the truth?
大家羡慕羡慕这个固守真理奥秘的行列。
Do we all want to be?To be part of this work of keeping the truth.
那总会呢？最近有在招考神学生呢。
And the GA has been looking for TTP students.
就提供大家一个机会。
To allow everyone to have an opportunity.
你总会知道，一定有人很羡慕的，固守真理的奥秘不简单。
Because the GA knows that there's always someone that really wants to hold fast and keep what is committed to him.
大家牧师啊，是很重要的一个工作。
Because this is a very important task.
大家不知道有没有考虑过
？I'm not sure if every one of us has thought about it.
那有人会说：“哎呀，我为什么不能？”
Sometimes we ask ourselves, "Oh, we can't."
因为有人或许会说：“你太年轻了。”
Or we say, "Oh, we're too young."
但是你看大卫，他也很年轻啊。
But we see here David, he was also a youth.
主要神跟他同在就可以了。
As long as God was with him, he is able.
主要有圣灵的同在就可以了。
As long as we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit, we are also able.
大家现在还在读大学。
Most people here are still in college.
有人在读研究所。
Some people are in their masters.
你们只要受感动的话
，If we are moved,
可以报名的。
We can sign up.
要总要等你们到毕业以后再来读啊。
The GA will wait for you to graduate for, and then you can come.
你现在读大三、大四都可以报名。
When we are on our third or fourth year, we can also sign up.
Why can't I?
Why can't I?
对 ，you can， 你可以来的。
And yes, of course we can.
那总共还有一个 program.
And the GA also has another program.
从明年开始呢，开放有一个叫做志工。志工的一个工作，志工的这种的机会。
And the GA also has another program starting from next year. There will be a volunteer program.
因为大家平常有参加学校的义务工作嘛。
Because a lot of times in our schools, we attend volunteering clubs.
因为这个对你们以后的工作有关联的，所以很多人在参加医院呐、还是参加外面社团的。义工。
Because we have to do a lot of volunteering at school because this relates to our future jobs.
那大家参加你们学校义工的情绪说。
Who here has volunteered for school?
还是医院哈，有这种经验的情绪，外面的不是教外面以外的，外面的。
Volunteer outside of the church.
那我们教会现在也要开办。
Our church also will have a volunteer program.
每一年您只要投入三天就可以。每一年只要三天。
And every year you only have to donate 3 days.
会不会太多？
Is this too much?
还是太少？
Or too less?
三天而已。
There's only 3 days.
那三天呢？就是灵恩布道会的时候，跟着传道者参加灵恩布道会。
And in these 3 days, you have to follow the preachers to spiritual convocation.
传道祷告，你就跟传道祷告。
If the preacher prays, you pray with this preacher.
传道读圣经，你就要跟传道读圣经。
When he reads the Bible, you also read the Bible.
传道者出去访问，你就要跟传道者出去访问。
And if the preacher goes out to visit members, you also visit members with him.
还有那些偏远的地区啊，有些偏远地区他们也是灵性很饥渴的。
And in remote areas, they are very thirsty for the truth.
所以有些时候传道者会开车大概十几个小时去看某些信徒。
And sometimes the preachers will drive 10 some hours to visit members.
然后你就要跟着传道者出去。
So we have to follow preacher in visiting these members.
每一年只要你三天就可以。
Every year you only need to donate 3 days to the Lord to follow the preacher.
所以你愿意的话。
If we are willing.
啊，总会就发公文了，大家去填表，你愿意参加这个工作。
And you can apply, and the GA will look at your application. So if we can attend volunteering work in the world, why can't we attend volunteer work in the church? Every time when we say volunteer work, most people think Africa. A volunteer work can start locally. If we don't help out our own house, how can we? Why do we always go out to help others? So to volunteer locally first.
我们国内巩固了，人多了，然后再到外面去。
So if there's a lot of local volunteers, we can start going out.
所以最主要的是固守真理的奥秘，为真道打美好的仗。
And we have to hold fast the truth and to fight the fight of faith.
这是一个很神圣的任务啊。
And this is a very great task.
也是最有价值的工作。
And this is a meaningful work.
我们看刚刚所讲的，很多人呢为工作打美好的仗。
And a lot of people we see fight this good fight.
为职业打美好的仗。
They may fight this fight for their careers.
可是我们只要是为真理打美好的仗呢，我们以后也会有个美好的根基，为自己存着美好的根基。
But if we fight this good fight of faith, in the future we'll have this root.
那请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
十九节。
Verse 19.
提摩太前书第六章十九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19.
为自己结成美好的根基啊，预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命。所以我们现在为真理打美好的仗。
So if we fight this good fight of faith now,
也就是为自己啊结成美好的根基。
We are storing up for ourselves a good foundation.
不是为别人，是为自己啊。
It's not for others, but it's for ourselves.
将来美好的根基。
So we may have this good foundation in the future.
那才是真正的生命。
So this is the true meaning of life.
那个生命也是永恒的。
And this life will lead us to eternal life.
有人为了工作一直拼啊拼了一辈子。
And sometimes some people for their jobs they work their whole life.
可是拼到后来呢，自己身体啊弄坏了。
But at the end, they find out their lives.
身体啊，自己的 physical body 弄坏了。
Their physical body is sick and broken.
那有的人就不照顾家庭的，家庭就被忽略的。
And some people, they don't take care of their families, so their families are broken.
有的子女啊，就不听父母亲的话，因为父母亲啊不常跟孩子在一起的。
And sometimes their children do not listen to their parents.
可是我们为真理打美好的仗不一样。
But when we fight the fight for truth, it is different.
为自己啊结成美好的根基。
We store up for ourselves a good foundation.
有个真正的生命。
So a true life.
神呢，他特别照顾这种人。
And God takes care of such a people.
因此我们现在祷告的时候，
And so when we pray,
我们想想，
we think about,
我为什么而战？
We think about what we fight for.
你要为着你的目，你个人的目标而战吗？
Are we fighting for our own pursuits?
你个人的职业而战吗？
Are we fighting for our own careers?
你个人的理想而战吗？
Are we fighting for our own thinking?
还是为真理而战？
Or are we fighting for the truth?
神在呼召我们。
God is calling us.
神在叫我们的，点名的。
And God is pointing to every one of us.
我们每一个人要怎么去回应？
How does every one of us repay God?
我们现在祷告的时候去想想。
When we pray, let's think about this.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.